from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
10th play of the Chiefs drive is 1st and 10 after the penalty at the Raven 19 near hash. Mahomes to throw against a 4-man rush. Fires it near side to Kelce. Comes back to the ball and hauls it in. Touchdown! Kansas City! Patrick Mahomes absolutely took duct tape and just wrapped the ball around the waist of Travis Kelce for a 19-yard touchdown.
I've been waiting for that voice for far too long, like a kid waiting since July for Christmas to arrive. And I don't have to wait any longer. The voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, joins myself and Bob Fesco on 96.5. The Fan, of course, is brought to you by Silverstein Eye Centers. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch Holthus, welcome to the show, sir.
Bob, you've got him fired up, buddy.
I know.
Dusty's wearing his game day jersey down the hall to first hour class.
Yep.
Yeah, it's game day, boys, and I'm just like you, Dusty. I'm fired up.
All right, Mitch, let's go. Here's what I'm thinking tonight. First play of the game, Patrick Mahomes, pistol, 75-yard Xavier Worthy touchdown. Chiefs win 72-0. Your thoughts?
I'll take it, if that's the case. Somewhere back there, Kyle Hamilton's lurking. They're great safety. In fact, that play that you guys played might have been one of the best plays, if not best play of the year, because Kyle Hamilton, emerging as maybe the best safety in the league, was draped all over Kelce. That was just one of Patrick Mahomes' most perfect throws of his career. But, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Wherever, you know, Hamilton's lost and Xavier gets behind the defense for sure.
And the reason I say that is because I know you've been around the team up at training camp and kind of seen the way things are going on. I got an inkling, Mitch, this is payback. Like, it is time for this team to go out there and – I mean, you're back-to-back Super Bowl champions, but avenging a season where you only had 39 offensive touchdowns, like, this is as dialed in as I feel I've ever seen a team, and I believe we are probably going to see, in my opinion, what amounts to the best season in the Patrick Mahomes era.
I'm going to take you all the way really back to the first week of April, or right in when the off-season program started. And ever since then, you don't even have to say a word. There's no T-shirts. There's nothing painted on the walls about three-peat. There's all this external talk, but there's not a lot of internal talk. The talk has been about the formula. And I did a feature on this on Channel 41 on The Minute with Mitch, where it was just the task at hand. But the task at hand, nobody's saying anything, but Bob and Dusty, I've seen it in the eyes of these guys all the way back to the spring, way before training camp, even before the mandatory minicamp. They know. They get it, but nobody has to say a word. And I think that's where this team is most dangerous. They know that even a Super Bowl championship year, there was things left on the table that they want to take care of. There's no satisfaction. They all act like they've never won anything. It's when I was at the kickoff luncheon and I'm sitting up there on the stage and it's Butt and it's Bolt and it's Justin Reed and it's Chris, and it's Kelce, and it's Pat. And if you just look in those guys' eyes, they all know. Nobody has to say anything. You just dive in and go. And that's where this team is at, even with the head coach, right? That's kind of where it starts. That's the way he is. But I love it. They've They're hungry. They're humble. They act like they've never won anything.
And I think the first play of training camp, that's why I'm so fired up about what we're going to see tonight. The first play of training camp that they put out there is that pass to Worthy for the touchdown. And you see Matt Nagy just erupt on the sidelines. And I'm like, oh, boy, it's on. It is just on.
Well, and there's a whole bunch of stuff that you haven't seen that'll be unleashed, some tonight, but some throughout the season. Coach Reed never stops. Matt Nagy never stops. They're so creative on offense. They've got a whole bunch of stuff. And the utilization of personnel, I'm excited about so many different things that they can do. And, guys, I think we all kind of slept on Brett Veach's second biggest postseason move, or I should say during the offseason in counting training camp. The first was to get Chris Jones re-signed. That was the biggest free agent signing of everything during this free agent period for maybe any team, or at least in the AFC. But the second thing was to get Samaje Perine when everybody was cutting dudes and you're claiming guys off waivers. Brett Veach couldn't be at the kickoff luncheon this year because he was just buried working every possible electronic device he had to improve the roster. But to get Samaje Perine as a third down back to replace Jerick McKinnon was brilliant by Brett Veach. Not that Perine's going to have 1,500 yards rushing or 1,000 yards receiving, but here's just a little nugget for you. I'm going to focus on this more next week, but he's in third down in the last 3 years, on third down and three or more, Samaje Perine, 76% of his receptions have gone for first downs. And to add that to everything else the Chiefs had is very exciting to me. Great pickup by Brett Veach.
Talking to Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs, and it's brought to you by GEHA. GEHA is a proud partner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, I'm interested because I always like listen to your little nuggets when you announce a touchdown or something like that. And there's an interesting character on this team named Carson Steele, and I'm wondering what your nickname for this guy is. Or if you want, you could tell me just to be patient, Dusty, and wait for it when it happens.
Be patient.
Yes, sir.
really like the kid, but here's why. He hasn't played in the NFL yet in regular season football. I know his nickname was Warhorse. I don't want to talk about the 1 year at UCLA. It's the 4 years at Ball State where he was an absolute legend. But Kelsey, to me, is the Warhorse. I've called Kelsey the Warhorse, and maybe Carson Steele's the second Warhorse. But Carson has to do it in the real games. But I can't wait to pop one out. It's just too soon. I know people are in love with him, but let's let this guy play. Now, he, too, brings a multiplicity of talent in what this team needs as far as a power short yardage rusher and keeping on the field. Guys, last year the Chiefs were 17th in the NFL in red zone offense. That ain't going to be 17th again. They were 9th in third down offense. They're not going to be 9th in the league in third down offense again. Steele's part of that equation. So is Samaje Perine. So is Jared Wiley in the red zone. So is this group of wide receivers. No Hollywood Brown tonight. But I see Rashi Rice growing. I see him actually taking the next level as far as route running, catching, and being explosive.
Talking with Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs here on 610 Sports Radio. And a little shout-out Ball State, Buzzy Carruthers, local product now and assistant basketball coach at Ball State. Bet you didn't know that one, Mitch, huh? How about that? A little Ball State
Thank you.
Right?
You want me to drop a name on you this summer with David Letterman at the Hy-Vee IndyCar race in Newton, Iowa, because he's with the Ray Hall Letterman racing team.
Right.
And we were talking Ball State football. Nick Jones is now on the practice squad after he was on the active roster last year. But we were talking Carson Steele. No bigger Ball State fan than David Letterman.
You got it right there, my friend. One of the greatest of all time. One of my heroes. All right, let's talk about these two teams. What's changed with the Ravens from the last time we saw them?
Everybody thinks it's the same team, or these two are the same team. At least the kind of the outside world will when they watch and listen to this game tonight. And there's really been a ton of changes. The Ravens lost 17 guys since the AFC Championship game. Now, we all know they get Derrick Henry on the offensive side, and they're going to try to jam the ball at the Chiefs. Got it. But on the defensive side, they lost some dudes. Now, they still have their three impact guys at all three levels of the defense. Now, it's Nnamdi. It's not Justin Madubuike anymore. He's gone back to his Nigerian name of Nnamdi Madubuike. Roquan Smith in the middle, Kyle Hamilton in the back. We understand that. But guys, they got poached on their defensive staff last year. Don't forget, the Ravens were the first team in NFL history, the 2023 Ravens, to lead the league in points disallowed, touchdowns given up, and sacks in the same season. The 85 Bears didn't even do it. But because of that, the NFL poached these guys. Mike McDonald was their defensive coordinator. He's now the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks. The Ravens have new position coaches at all three levels of the defense. And their defensive coordinator, I think he's an upcoming star, Zach Orr, who his dad played for Washington in the NFL. Zach's a super sharp dude, played in the league, but he's 32 years old. This is his first game of being a defensive coordinator, and he's going up against the chess master. He's going up against the big red coach with the big red mustache, with the big red pullover. I mean, that's what you've got tonight. I think Zach's very good. They have a good defense, but this defense for the Ravens has changed a lot since the AFC Championship game.
What do you think Derrick Henry brings to this equation? I'm just not sold on a 30-year-old running back, Mitch.
And he's had 2,200 touches like in the last 5 years. Nobody's had more touches than this dude. There's just a lot of miles on him. Now, he's 3-1 against the Chiefs in the regular season. And one of the few times the Chiefs were routed in the Andy Reid era was Derrick Henry leading the way in Nashville. He's the eighth grader in the seventh grade game. He just is coming downhill. It's powers, leads, power O's. It's nothing tricky, tosses. And he's just the big dude in the backyard that everybody's playing, you know, pile on the guy with the ball. It sounds cliche, but you really have to, that's where you've got to pay attention first. To me, the key is Lamar Jackson. Last year, Lamar Jackson had his career high, of course, an MVP season in hear me out on this, follow my logic, passing attempts, yards per completion percentage. Lamar Jackson has been on a mission the last 3 years to prove that he's on the same plane with Patrick Mahomes as a comprehensive quarterback. I think Lamar Jackson doesn't want to be known as just this running quarterback. And yet the only time he's beaten the Chiefs in five attempts is he ran for 107 yards. Chiefs are still going to win that game, but Clyde Edwards-Helaire fumbled the ball. Ripped the ball from him, or it's going to be a field goal to win it back in 2021. But still, Lamar Jackson, tonight this game is on Jackson, his decisions he's going to make. Derrick Henry's coming. We know that. But what will Lamar Jackson do? He's going to revert back to when he's best, which is the 2019-2021 Lamar Jackson, who would run the ball on either RPOs or quarterback design plays, or they had really tricky plays where it looks like, oh, I'm back in a 5 or 7 step drop, and then immediately turns into a design quarterback run. That's when the Ravens are best. But I don't think Lamar Jackson wants to do that. I think he wants to say, I'm as good as, or I can be on the same plane with Patrick Mahomes throwing every route on the route tree. But that's also where Lamar Jackson gets in trouble.
Mitch, this is kind of a different one because we always ask you about a perspective on a player or a team or a coach, but I want to ask you this question. It might be a little too personal, but when they unveil that banner tonight at 7:09 and you're doing your pregame stuff here on 96.5 The Fan, will you have a moment where you sit back and you think to yourself, damn, they did it again. I've been part of this for a long time and just kind of soak in what was last year? Or are you very much like the Chiefs where, yeah, that was fun, the red carpet thing, we already did all that, it's time to focus on this season? Or will you kind of sit back, take a breath, and be like, kind of just soak it all in?
A little of both. Now, I'll be down on the field for the ceremony because I'm kind of emceeing that. And so you'll see me, I'll be in two places. I'll have a lot of my stuff pre-recorded, but I'll be on the field when the banner drops. It's like looking at a whole bank of light switches, because you don't want the moment to pass. We were rehearsing last night with NBC, actually, and I was talking to Clark Hunt going, man, I could get used to this. And he said, I could get used to a lot of things that we've gone through the last couple of years. But it's a terrific question, Dusty.
Thank you.
And I would tell you that, yes, yes, I'll feel it for an instant. But then in the next instant, you flip the next switch, which is sprinting by the locker room up the stairs through the locker room club to get to the elevator with two security people so I can get up to the ninth floor and join my guys on our radio team here, flagship by 96.5 The Fan. In an instant, you don't want it to pass, and it'll go right to your soul, and then you want to bank it. just put it there because you'll revisit it in your heart and soul for years to come. But you must flip the switch in an instant and say, it's 2024. Go back to the first paragraph of our discussion. It's the Ravens. And do this game as good as you can do any game you've ever done. So there's a lot going on to answer your question, but there'll be a lot going on tonight. And everyone, including every fan in that stand, will have to flip that switch.
Mitch, when you look at this team, the additions that they made this offseason, you know, a lot has changed. Maybe a lot hasn't changed over the last 7 months with the Chiefs. Which guy, new addition guy, are you looking at to have the biggest impact on this team this year?
Well, I'm going to expand your category because I'm also going to take it to guys who have improved, because that's been a big key to their success in the 11 years of Andy Reid and with Brett Veach being the general manager. Our guys expand and improve. Think of L'Jarius Sneed. Mm-hmm. Where he ended was not where he started. A long way, right? He came a long way. So Shamari Connor, to me, is a name that I know he's not an addition, but he feels like he's new in the fact that he has been put in a role where he's got a much expanded role. So he is one that I'm excited about. On the offensive side, we're going to have four rookies in this game that are going to be impactful. Now, I'm really interested to see how Kingsley Suamaitia will do tonight, because this defensive front of the Ravens, especially Nnamdi Madubuike, are studs. And so what will Kingsley do against them? There's rookie one. Two, Jared Wiley. I've talked about him all throughout training camp. He's 6'7", with a catch radius, almost 7 feet, a 7-inch vert. And so he becomes a weapon that Kelsey's not had in the tight end room. So you've already mentioned Steele and then Xavier Worthy. That's four rookies on this team that could have huge impact in this game tonight. So that's where I'm kind of going. But I also look at guys who have grown within the system, and Connor, to me, is the valedictorian of that, taking over a role where he's going to be all over the field.
You know, you mentioned Wiley. Him and Hicks are those two guys that you don't bring up in conversation, but people say, yep. Have you seen Wiley? Have you seen Hicks? Like, I feel like the organization is like ready to unleash those two guys and for those two guys to become household names once, you know, the season gets going.
No, I'm glad you reminded me of Hicks, but I was thinking of the four guys on offense. But yeah. For sure, Hicks. And Hicks is in right now of a complimentary role, but he also has to be a four-core special teams guy. We forget how special teams can affect the game. Devin Duvernay he's not with him anymore, but he had a 93-yard kickoff return against the Chiefs back in, was it COVID year of 2020 or that 21 game? And I think it's the only kickoff return that the Reid-Tobe era has ever given up. The reason I say that is the Ravens are as tuned into special teams as the Chiefs are. John Harbaugh was Coach Reid's special teams coordinator for years and years and years in Philadelphia. So the reason I go there is because of Hicks and the fact that Jaden Hicks not only can be effective in scrimmage downs, he becomes one of your guys you must have as a four-core special teamer, including guys like Jack Cochran. But Tobe is counting on Hicks to do a lot in this game, even where the role where he's personal protector on punt, which to give a rookie, that's like handing a guy your safe deposit box key. The personal protector on punt is so vitally important. He has to get the blocking scheme set up, and to trust a rookie with that tells you what Dave Tobe and Coach Reid think of the Washington State rookie. Not only does he have the physical capacity to make plays, excited for his future, but he's got the mental and emotional maturity like the 2022 draft rookies to make an immediate impact on special teams.
You know, Mitch, I want to leave you with this name as well. I think we're going to see the number one cornerback in the NFL emerge this year in Trent McDuffie, not in Kansas City, but in the NFL. From some of the stuff I've been hearing about this kid, like he is like hardcore, like it's going to be a season, man.
No doubt. And we're all going to explode when he gets his first interception.
Yep.
It'll be the Chris Jones 7-figured sack last year in week 17 against the Chargers. The whole team is going to explode because he has yet to have a regular season interception. And I'm with you. If he's not the best corner in the league or end up the best corner, he's going to be top three. He's phenomenal as a talent. And yet, you guys, the real key to this Spags defense is the fact that the corners are able to tackle, want to tackle, and the safeties are willing and able to cover. And that's, you're thinking, well, that's stupid. No, it's not. It's rare if you have that throughout your team in the National Football League. And we forget that McDuffie's a terrific tackler. His strip of Tyreek Hill in the game in Germany was one of the biggest defensive plays of the NFL last season. So even though he doesn't have an interception yet, I think a pick six coming. I think an interception's coming maybe as soon as tonight. And when it happens, I'm going to go ballistic because the door is open for Trent McDuffie. I'm with you to be, if not the best, at least top three corner in this league.
I can't wait to go ballistic when Carson Steele scores.
Yeah, George the Animal Steele.
Carson the Animal Steele. That's what we call him here on 96.5 The Fan. Mitch, hey, man, enjoy the moment. Thank you for joining us on the show. We'll talk to you again next week. Have fun. Be safe. And again, have a great call tonight as the Chiefs host the Ravens on the route to the three-peat.
Dusty, just look at that bank of light switches. Yes, you got a lot of switches to go flipping on and off tonight. Drop that banner and then flip the switch, man, because it's on right after that.
Yes, sir. Have a great night, Mitch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.